Fucking finally, you're awake. Oh man. Of all the situations to be in, and of all the people in the world, why the hell did it have to be you? Oh, just shut up, loser. You don't even know what's going on. Yes, of course I do. I didn't pass out like you did. I've been conscious this entire time. Wait, what? You really don't remember anything. Great. Alright, nerd. I guess I can fill you in. And will you stop moving around? I tried that already. Nothing I did could break me free. So you're wasting your time. And since we're tied together like this, you're just making the ropes tighter. The chain? Oh, I guess you can't really see it. I've been sitting in the dark for a while, so my eyes have adjusted. It goes that way. I'm assuming it hooks to the wall. Because if you pull it... See, that's as far as it goes. And you can hear the clanking over there. Where are we? Look, I'm getting to that. Just let me catch you up first. So, first things first. How the hell did we get here? Well, you and I had a sort of falling out in class today. And the teacher got so upset, he sent us both to after-school detention. Together. So, we went to detention, it was boring, yada yada yada. Then because of detention, I was late for my fine arts class, which was on the other side of campus. So as I was running out, you stopped me so we could talk. It was getting dark out. Oh, I told you to hold still. Jeez. Let's see. I think we were in the C parking lot. No, maybe it was the A? Oh, minor detail. But anyway, you were trying to make peace with me and I was yelling at you and telling you to fuck off, blah blah blah. Then, out of nowhere, this giant van pulled up. And the next thing I know, they threw bags over our heads and threw us in the back of their van. They thought they knocked me out, but I was just pretending to be unconscious. Let's see, then the car went left, then right again. Around a roundabout. Up a long stretch of road that lasted at least 15 minutes. Then a windy road that kind of felt like a mountain pass. Up the canyon, I think. After that, I heard some kind of a train horn. And then it was a straight drive for about an hour. Not sure where we ended up. After that, I continued to play dead. And they hauled us both down here. Chained us up, tied us together, and taped my mouth shut, once they realized that I was somewhat conscious. I don't think they wanted me to scream or something, I don't really know. But I didn't say anything, so it kind of threw me off. And then with your hands being placed where they were, I knew you could reach my face, so I've been trying to wake you up pretty much for the past hour. Look, I get it. You're scared, and you have a lot of questions. And so do I. But I'm sure they're gonna get to that part. Whoever the fuck they are. No. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see any of their faces. But from the footprints, and the amount of hands grabbing me and lifting me down here, and you, I'd say there has to be at least 3 or 4 people. 2 drivers of the van and 2 in the back with us. It's kind of what I surmised. But none of them have said a word yet. I didn't hear any talking. Which surprises me. Not even on the drive. And, considering the time it took to get to wherever the hell we are, compared to where we were, let's see, it was what, 8:30 or so when we were arguing outside? It's gotta be pretty close to midnight, I'd say. The drive had to be at least 2 hours. Why us? Huh. Man, I've been asking myself that same question this entire time. I mean, we're just a couple of college kids. We have nothing in common. We don't get along, and I hate you. So why'd they have to take me and you? I would have been fine on my own. What do you mean, what do I mean? I mean, I probably could have escaped by now if I was just by myself. But since I have to worry about you, I can't fight back. Because, moron, they could use you against me. They'd probably think we're friends or something because we were standing together. Well, I don't know. I already told you, that's all I know. Shh. Will you calm down? We're not gonna die, idiot. We can find a way out of this. Oh, and thank you, by the way, for taking the tape off my mouth. Another minute or two and I think I would have passed out. It slightly covered my nose and I couldn't breathe. Whatever. Don't read too much into that, nerd. This doesn't mean anything has changed between us just because you helped me out of a little pinch. You're still just as annoying and just as useless as you've always been. I mean, hell, you slept through this whole thing. Not by choice. Man, you really get on my nerves. Whatever. Look, it doesn't matter how we got here or why we're here. Now we need to figure out a plan and get out. Before something worse happens. Well, we don't know what they're planning to do to us. What if... No, I shouldn't say that. You're already freaked out enough as it is. Well, think about it. They haven't hurt either one of us. Not even a scratch. Don't you think that's a little strange? If this was some kind of a psycho, like, you know, serial killer or something, we would be dead by now. Or at least, the beginnings of torture, or something. But nothing. They haven't said anything, demanded anything, hurt us in any way. I mean, look at you. You're not even bruised from being hauled down here and thrown in the van. You think after all that they would have roughed us up a little bit, but they didn't. Well, my point is, if they need us for something, and they're not planning on killing us, that gives us opportunities to escape, idiot. They need us alive. Man, you are so dense sometimes. Use your brain. But what could they need us for? That's the bigger question. Ransom? Are you stupid or something? Do you really think my parents would fork over money for me? Of course not. My family is broke. Not to mention I was adopted. My parents don't give a shit about me. They were happy to get rid of me. As soon as I graduated high school, they pushed me out the door, and I haven't heard from them since. so I doubt that's it. What about your family? You guys got any money? No, huh? See, so it can't be that. If they wanted hostages for some kind of money or big payday, they definitely picked the worst two people. So that can't be it. There's plenty of prissy rich kids at our college. You and I both know that. And anybody worth their salt could tell the difference between them and us, especially considering how they dress most of the time. So they knew we weren't anything special. Which means they were after us specifically. Not for money, not for our family background. And they want to keep us alive. We just have to keep narrowing it down. A college prank? You can't seriously think that's all that this is. If that was true, why the hell did they drive us so fucking far out here? Into the middle of nowhere. Shh. Just shut up and listen for a minute. What do you hear? Besides the dripping water, I meant outside. Exactly. It's nature out there. There's crickets and birds. Things like that. You can tell we're not anywhere close to the city. It's gotta be farmland. Or some kind of small country town. Because we don't get crickets like this in the middle of where we were. Not only that, I've heard some frogs too. I mean, have you ever heard a frog on campus? I sure as hell haven't. And me and you aren't a part of any clubs, or sororities or whatever. So it'd be stupid to do this as a prank. Besides, we only have three of the same classes. My conclusion is it has to be somebody we both know. All three or four of them. And yes, I do think they have ill intent here. I'm just not sure what. Well, I suppose you're right. None of that stuff really matters. Right now we need to just focus on getting out of here. We can figure out the details after that. And yes, of course, I would have called for help, but they took our phones. Was my first thought. 'Cause then they could track us. But I'm pretty sure they turned our phones off or smashed them. That would have been the smart thing to do anyway. It's what I would have done. Oh well, let's start by looking around. Seeing if there's anything down here that can help us. Just please try not to lean so hard. You pull me backwards when you do that. I hate being tied up to you like this. Oh, nothing. Just forget it. Well, from the looks of things around us, at least from what I can see in the dark, it seems like a basement. Some kind of storage unit, maybe? Well, I can see the pipes and I can hear the water. And it's pretty dark. As far as I can tell, there's only one window in the back over there. And it looks like it's covered with some kind of blanket with a tiny bit of light shining through. With how high up it is, we definitely have to be downstairs somewhere. There's also lots of shelves and boxes around. And I'm pretty sure the stairs are over that way. That's where they came from when they dropped us down here. I could hear them going back up. So definitely a basement. Well, how the hell am I supposed to know? Could be a house, a cabin, the basement of a store. It could be anywhere. There's not much else we can tell from down here. Just sucks that there's only one exit. Because that window's up way too high, and it's way too small for either of us to fit through. That, and if this was planned out carefully, it's probably barred from the outside. So I wouldn't even risk going that way. Not even to look for a second exit. It would just get us cornered if they come back down. Any tools? Well, how the hell should I know? I don't know what's in any of these boxes. Actually, wait. I take that back. There's a shovel over here. I can barely make it out. And next to it, maybe a lawnmower? I'm looking. There's gardening tools. There's gotta be some shears or something around here, maybe to cut grass or weeds. That could help us to get out of these ropes, at least. But I'm not sure about the chain. That's a whole different story. Would you shut up? I'm doing the best I can. All right. Slide to the left with me. Would you just shut up and do it? I know, but maybe I can reach something. Just trust me. All right, ready on three. One, two, three. That's it. Keep going. A little bit more to the right. Ow. Easy. No, my right. Damn it, nerd. Focus. Okay. A little bit more. Alright, stop. I don't want to knock anything over, or that'll be too loud. Let's see. There's gotta be something. Anything I can use. Shh. I told you to keep it down. There. If I can just reach it with my foot. It's just as I thought. Grass cutters. Those guys are idiots to leave this stuff down here. Alright. I'm gonna go for it. Come on. Just a little bit more. Oh shit. Duh. Damn it all. That was loud. Shh. Quiet for a sec. Oh, it doesn't seem like anybody heard us. Or there's nobody upstairs. At least not at the moment. Alright, but I got it. Let's see. It's the best way to try to cut this one-handed. Just relax. I've got to do you first because you're behind me. It'll make it easier. Then once you're free, you can get me out next. Will you stop thanking me? Save that for when we're free. Good grief. Alright. Just hold still. I don't want to cut you accidentally. So. How are things? Look, I'm just trying to make conversation, alright? Stressful? Huh. Well, yeah. This situation would be stressful for anyone. The important thing is that we stay calm. Not this? Oh. What are you stressed about, then? If not this, then what the hell else could be worse? I suppose. Wait, what? Do you really have two jobs? On top of school? How the hell do you find the time for all that? Well, yeah, that does sound stressful. And you're missing your night shift without a phone call. That's a no-call, no-show. Oh, relax. I doubt you're gonna get fired. Once they find out what happened to you, they'll probably give you a fucking raise. Jeez. Oh, nothing. It's just weird for you to be worrying about work in a situation like this, when you should be worried about your life. In shock. I guess that makes sense. I'm kind of in shock still, too. But I've got to keep a level head. Especially if we want to get out of this alive. I'm almost done. Just relax. You getting all tense is tightening the ropes. It's too close to your skin. Thank you. So you're stressed out about work and school. That much was obvious. What else is going on with you? I don't know. You've just been kind of down lately at school. Not that I really helped you with that, but typically when I tease you and we fight, you just kind of have a snarky comeback and ignore me. I know it's none of my business, but I don't know. I guess I... maybe... No. I never said that I care about you. That's not what I... Okay, fine. Maybe I got a little bit worried. So I started pushing you harder than usual just to get a reaction. You've seemed so emotionally dead. I thought maybe if I could... I don't know, upset you, you might go back to your normal self. Well, you know, the you with the attitude. Oh, shut up. You know you like it when I make fun of you, and tease you the way that I do. I mean, why else would you do it back? Take it too far. Yeah, I suppose I do sometimes. And I'm really sorry about that. I don't know. I like teasing you when you're around me. It's this weird feeling that I can't quite explain. Well, of course I don't do it to anybody else. You're the only... never mind. There. You should be good. Easy. I'm still tied up, you know. Wait, what was that? I heard a sound. The door upstairs. I think someone's coming. Probably to check on us. Shit. You've gotta hide. Never mind me, just leave me for now. Maybe they'll think you tried to escape outside. Head towards that back window over there. There's a few boxes you can... What? What the hell does that matter? They're not gonna say anything. Hey, wait. Don't you dare put that back on my mouth. I know they might suspect something, but... Please don't. To keep me safe? You're kidding. Hey, wait. No. I don't know. I just thought I heard something down here. Come on, man, it's probably nothing. You're overreacting.
No, I'm not. Wait a minute. Where's the other one?
Oh, shit. Looks like they got away. This one still seems to be passed out. I thought I knocked that other one out pretty good.
Well, apparently not. They're awake and they somehow got untied. Damn it. They could be anywhere on the grounds. Come on, we gotta find them.
Wait, are you sure they're not still down here?
Of course not. The door wasn't locked, remember? We thought they couldn't get out. And if it was me, I would have ran as fast as I could. Plus, we've been gone for hours. They had plenty of time to run. So come on, let's search upstairs and then outside. And look around. There's nothing else down here.
I guess you're right. Hopefully they didn't get to the road.
Don't worry, they didn't. We would have seen them on the way back. Come on, let's hurry. We need both of them if this is gonna work.
Yeah, I know. All part of the plan.
Alright, let's go then.
I'm coming. Hang on. Are you sure this one's still asleep? He looks kinda... I don't know. Not the way I left him.
He's fine, he probably just rolled over. When the other one escaped.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. But why didn't they save their friend?
Are you kidding? The two of them hate each other, they're not friends.
They're not? Oh. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah, 'cause you don't pay attention at all at school. Now come on.
Right. After you.
Good grief. Why the hell I got stuck with you on this is beyond me.
Come on, you know you love me.
Just can it. Easy. Jeez. Well, it worked. They think you ran off and left me here. But did you hear what they said? The grounds. That means wherever we are is like a huge property or something. And there must be a dirt road that leads here. That way it'd be harder for us to escape. It might even be fenced off, too. Will you stop that? Just untie me. We don't have time to go over all the details right now. They're distracted. This is our chance to run. Just be careful with that. I'm glad I hid it under my body so they didn't see it. You recognized them. What? Who the hell are they? We have a class with the two of them? Wait. Was it the one we were in when we were fighting? That's crazy. I wonder what they want with us. And you got lucky, by the way. I didn't realize until you moved that the chain was only attached to my foot and not yours. If that would have been the case, they would have found you instantly. And since we were attached together, I guess they figured they didn't need to put it on both of us. It's fine, just hurry up and cut the rest of the ropes. I'll figure out how to get this off after. Jeez. Thank you. That was cutting off the circulation in my arms. Alright, let's see. Ow, easy. Don't pull my leg like that. It looks like a lock, huh? Well, then there's gotta be a key around here. I have to get this off if I want to run for it. Wait a minute. Who says I have to go with you? I mean, they are just looking for you, but you could still make a run for it by yourself and try to get help. Would you shut up for a second? I know you don't want to leave me behind. But you might not have a choice. If one of them has the key on them, you'd have to try to take it from them. And according to you, they're a lot stronger than us. And buffer, too. I mean, yeah, I work out, but I don't think I could take the two of them on together. And you definitely can't. So your best option is to try to escape alone. Or maybe you could even find a phone upstairs or something. They said the door wasn't locked, because they thought they didn't need to lock us in. Which means they think you're already out there. They must have gone outside by now. You can try to find something, anything to call for help. Shh. Damn it, that's enough. Stop whining. And don't cry. Look. We've always been enemies. Or I guess, frenemies, as you put it. You've always hated me anyway. Just think of this as revenge for all the years of me bullying you. I'm fine if you leave me here. I don't think they're gonna kill me. And once you get outside, you can figure out where we are. I know it's scary. But I need you to be brave for me now, all right? I can't do this without you. Hey. What are you doing? Why are you hugging on me like that? Don't act like this is the end or something. You're gonna see me again. Not that you'd want to, anyway. Stop what? It's the truth. You never hated me? What the hell are you talking about? Actually look up to me. Whoa, hold on. I don't want to hear this now. This isn't the best time. The only time. Well, I mean... You what? Really, really like me. Damn it all, don't say that. It can't be true. After everything I've done to you, all the times I've made you cry, embarrassed you, don't tell me that you like me. I can't handle that right now. Why? Because, damn it, I... I'm not good at talking about my feelings. But I've always liked you, too. I mean, why do you think I treat you the way I do? Yeah, I pick on you all the time, and I do make you cry a lot. But I swear, it's always by accident. I just think I'm trying to be funny. I guess, to me, it's funny. And then it always hurts your feelings, and then I realize that I pushed the joke too far. When I'm really just trying to tease you and mess around. And then it ended up backfiring. And after that, I just kind of got mad, and then we just kind of turned into frenemies. Instead of what I really wanted. I'm sorry, You need to go. You're running out of time. They could come back any minute. I promise I'll be okay. For God's sakes, you have to go. Don't make me tell you again. I'm not going anywhere, clearly. And once you figure out where we are, you can call for help and come back and get me. I know you. You can be as quiet as a mouse. In fact, the amount of times you've snuck up on me and I haven't even noticed. There's too many to count. You make me jump once at least daily. I know you can get past them. You're stealthy. Whether you believe it or not. Okay, okay. Just fucking go. Damn it. And stop crying. There'll be plenty of time for tears later. Now hurry and... What was that for? For luck? Huh. I don't need luck. But you, on the other hand. Your luck could use a boost. Alright. Now get out of my sight, nerd. Before I change my mind and take it all back. You wanna what? Retie me up. I guess that would make sense. That way they know that you didn't come back down here, or that you weren't still here. If they come check on me later. Alright, fine. You can tie my hands back up. Just make it fast. You're already pushing it. Remember, you have to do it the same way that you did it. And the ropes were super tight. Don't worry about it. I can take it. Yeah, that feels about right. Just tie the knot already. Okay. That should be good. I'll see you later. What? Oh man. Do I have to? Okay, fine. Goodbye for now. And good luck. All right, I'm ready. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, please like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment. I enjoy reading your feedback. And if you would like more exclusive content, click the link down below to join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, and I might even give you a nickname or two. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me, and tell me a little bit about yourself. I think it's time you and I got to know each other better. But with all of that said, don't forget to drink plenty of water, and do a little bit of self-care today. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. Love, Akihiko Kai. Mwah.